This morning we're going to sing hymn number 431, which was written in 1954 to celebrate the, I think it was the centenary, but I'm not sure about that, of the Bible Society. So, here we go. Thanks to God whose word has spoken.
Come to worship. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Come in the midst of your daily journeys to worship.
We come to worship the God who journeys with us every day.
Come as pilgrims on the way to the promised end. Rejoice and be glad.
And all praise and thanks to our God and hope.
The hymn from Psalm 100, All People That on Earth Do Dwell.
Thank you.
Today we gather on the lands of the Kurnai people, custodians of this land for millennia, as they too have journeyed over these millennia in life. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Good to see all those who have managed to get their clocks right. Interesting to see if there's any cars come up the drive just before 11 o'clock. But I don't know what's going on with that clock. I changed that clock out there in the hallway before to say 10 o'clock for us to start. It's gone back to 9 o'clock.
I didn't realise you'd change it.
All things have an explanation. Last time I led you in worship, it was the Easter season. Now we're in the midst of the season of Pentecost, ordinary time, as the church calls it. But we are still living, of course, in the aftermath of Easter. We always do. For as Christians, we are always living as Easter pilgrims, people of the way, people on the way. So welcome to this service. Those of you I can see on screen, morning, Nick. Those who are in this building, and those who may listen to the recording later. Let us join together in prayer. Our prayers as we come with God in thanksgiving and confession. Our prayers, which will include a significant amount of time of quiet for you to be able to use your own words and express your own feelings in company with God. Living and loving God, whose creative impulse has set universes in time and motion, whose love is made real in all humanity, we come in worship with the journeys of our lives, opening ourselves to you in thanksgiving, in honesty, and in lament. We bring you our thanks. We bring you our honest questions and our honest certainties. We bring you our lament for the shortcomings of our lives, what each of us has done and not done, and what together we have done and not done. Living and loving God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hear our prayers. Amen. People of God, know that it is true and real. In Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven, and we are made whole for life, as you would have it. Amen. Thanks be to God. And now the choir.
Our reading today comes from the book of Hebrews, written by an author we have no idea about. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom we appointed heir of all things, through whom he was created the worlds. He is reflection of God's glory and exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified elsewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honour, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honour because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you." In these words, we hear the word for our living and our loving.
Thanks be to God.
And so, in the midst of the congregation, we are glad to exchange a greeting of peace between ourselves. The peace of the Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Would you like to pass the peace with those close by?
Peace be with you.
And as we exchange the peace, we then gather again to sing with people across the world, "The day you gave us, Lord, is ended."
Thank you.
It wasn't just because of the start of daylight saving that I chose that hymn reminding us about the sun's travels. It's because it is a great hymn of pilgrims, and we have, Margaret and I have often found that when we are attending a worship service in somewhere like Britain, that it's good to think of the fact that we are singing 9 or 10 or 11 hours after you have sung similar sorts of things, listen to the readings and so on. There are indeed discontinuities in life. This congregation well knows that. On Monday, many of us were here to celebrate the life of Stan Davey. And soon a number of us, again, will be gathering to commemorate the life of Don Cracknell, who died on Friday night. And Merrill, we're delighted that you are able to share with your fellow folk in the worship this morning. Catching up on my reading after our recent travel, I've come across so many notes about significant dates. There was World Environment Day in June. NAIDOC Week was in July. Commemoration of the remembrance of the slave trade and its abolition was a particular day in August, and we happened to be on that day in Liverpool, which has a museum devoted to that. The International Day of Peace was in September. And now in October, we have special focuses on the eradication of poverty, on breast cancer, on food, on children, on the United Nations. And this month is also History Month, and of interest to many of us, Seniors Month. Thank you, Grandma. She said she was going to heckle me during the service. And a whole host more dates. Life is busy. And that's aside from birthdays and anniversaries and all the things which are going on much more personally. Life is busy living in our world of 2021. Opening us up to so many more possibilities. We human beings have learnt so much over the centuries, but there is so much more to learn too. All these dates remind me that we are indeed on a pilgrimage in God, a pilgrimage in the midst of God's amazing creation, a pilgrimage in the midst of God's life in our midst. God's life in our midst, which is a gift. Indeed, thinking of God as gift may be one of the better ways to try to get our heads around who God is. In thinking about God, we can use the traditional terms, and rightly so, about grace, or salvation. And in other ways, we can reflect about the relationships in which we share during the pilgrimage we share in God. However we think, whatever words we use, whatever definitions or terms, whichever denomination we happen to belong to, however we think, we ultimately come back to the idea of what we have is gift. Our reading from Hebrews says we have been given so much. We have a privileged relationship with God in Jesus. We can control so many things. But as the author reminds us, we are not God. We are lower than God. We cannot control everything. For one of the biggest failings in the human race is our hubris, thinking that we can dominate everything, know everything, do everything. But indeed, we cannot. In some ways, our reading from Hebrews is a little abstruse. But it is affirming a fundamental truth. No matter what background and no matter what your life's journey, as a human, you, we, all of us, are children of God, individually, a child of God. And it is all through the death and resurrection, the life, death, and new life of Jesus. The quote is from Psalm 8. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honour. That's us and everyone else in all times and places. Today I chose simply to use the one reading. I didn't use the Old Testament reading, which is from the start of that novella, the Book of Job, an extended theological meditation on suffering and evil, in which Job refuses to turn against God no matter what happens to him. He knows God does not gift evil. Nor did we use the gospel reading from Mark, in which people were trying to trick Jesus, and they were failing. Trick Jesus on the issues of relationships and divorce. For Jesus, the hallmarks of behaviour for disciples were twofold: respect and responsibility. Respect for each other and accepting responsibility for our choices and our actions. Respect for your partner, male or female, acting responsibly in the interests of the other, not focused on your own pleasure, but on what will enhance the other person's life. And in that, your life will be enhanced as well. Respect and responsibility, because all we have is a gift to us. As you know, Margaret and I have had the privilege of travelling in Europe, including the United Kingdom, for the last couple of months. Living in a different time zone brings to mind the words of the hymn we've just sung, as I noted. Seeing so many places where so many different people have lived, worshipped, warred, faced plagues, invented new technologies, and all the other experiences of human life, has brought to mind the image that is the focus of my reflections in today's service. We are pilgrims. In a moment, we'll look at some photos that I hope provide encouragement for you on your journey. It's not just little you on your own. But we are part of that great cloud of witnesses. That's a phrase from the book of Hebrews too. That great cloud of witnesses, pilgrims on Christ's journey that began in creation but was amplified by God's action in Jesus and is invigorated in us and everyone else through the ever-present Spirit. All the pictures except the last were taken whilst we were away. Thanks, Bill.
we together. Modern pilgrims. Modern pilgrims in Vanuatu and Warragul, in Europe and Australia, in Jesus' day, in medieval times, and in the 21st century. God as gift, gift to us all. People may disparage the notion of God. People may take refuge in whatever ism takes their fancy. People may become self-centered in their own ego. But it seems to me that trusting the God of gifts, Father, Son, and Spirit, as we go along our journey with all its ups and all its downs, provides both an anchor and a beginning. Our response when someone gives us something is to quietly say, "Thank you." The response God seeks is humble, respectful, responsible service. We could have sung the hymn, "One More Step Along the World I Go," but instead I've chosen an oldie, "As God Gives Us Courage for the Facing of These Days."
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to any visitors we might have with us. I've got a few notices. If you open your sheet, you'll see in red letters that a new webmaster is needed. Lindsay would very much like to retire, so we hope somebody's going to come forward soon that'll take over from Lindsay. You've got big shoes to fill too, I might add. Another important notice is the car boot sale next Saturday, and I've got a note here from David. There'll be a short meeting today after church for anyone helping at the car boot sale in the prayer chapel. And if you're making cakes or slices or jams, please label them with their ingredients and a price if possible, so that we sell goods at the right price. We do need extra people power, especially for the barbecue and cleaning up midday on. So please let us know what you can do on a sheet in the foyer, or see Mary and David. If you are baking cakes and slices or donating jams, chutneys, and are not coming on Saturday, please bring them to the church on Friday afternoon between 2 and 5. And thanks from the organising committee. Now, our all-important notice sheet has one big empty space in it. That's wow. For 2 weeks we have missed being in the notice sheet. But it is on this Wednesday, and if you'd like to come, it's in the evening. It's now daylight saving, so 6 o'clock at the downtowner. And if you're coming, please let me know. Thank you.
And so we gather our offerings and remember all the other offerings which we share during our lives. Offerings brought humbly, quietly, continually. Brought to you from our money, from our shopping. Brought to you for the use of your people, your one people, through your church, here and elsewhere. Lord, bless these offerings that we bring this day as we come to gather around your table as your pilgrims. In Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So we come in our prayers of God's people together to share the things that are in our hearts and the situations around the world. Let us pray. Living and loving God, we join our prayers with our fellow pilgrims, your friends, your children across the nations. And as we share our prayers, let us sing for the first of two times, "A New Commandment I Give Unto You." We'll stay seated. remember something. Loving God, come and touch us with your gifts. Come and touch all people with your gifts, that your love may strengthen with courage, hope, and consolation in this time and always. Amen. So we come to celebrate Christ's gift, Christ's specific gift, as we gather around the table, a celebration of the Holy Communion, or as our Catholic friends know it, the Mass, or our Orthodox friends, the Divine Liturgy. This table, the Lord's table, is a table of inclusiveness in Jesus' name. All are welcome. This bread and wine come from the earth, the sun and the rain. The seeds and the grapes are gathered and crushed by human hands to make these loaves and this wine. When Jesus took the bread and wine into his hands, it became for us a sign that what is broken can be remade. What is lost can be found. And that all creation strives towards wholeness and hope. The giftedness of God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to give our thanks and grace.
Spirit of life, we are grateful for the earth and sky, all that sustains and nourishes us on this planet. Spirit of peace, we are grateful for inner stillness and times of thoughtful reflection that nurture and shape us. Spirit of hope, we are grateful for purposeful and meaningful lives which are awakened to your life in us. Spirit of love, we are grateful for the life and teaching of Jesus, for his calling to us to be light and healing for the peace of the world. We are thankful for Jesus, who spoke words of love and lived the way of compassion. He embraced the human pilgrimage and challenged the forces of evil. And so we give thanks with Christians of all times and all places in the eternal hymn. Jesus shared bread and wine with his friends, so we share this meal, aware that the spirit of Jesus' life and message is alive and present with us, separately and together on our journeys. Bread, symbol of life, broken to be shared.
wine, life poured out in love for all. We eat the bread and drink the wine in this community of Jesus friends. Living and loving God, may your Spirit come into these elements that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, his love and his eternal journeying presence. All glory to you, parent, child and Spirit God, creating, saving and sustaining companion God, now and forever. And together we say, Amen. And pray the words of our Lord's own prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This bread, which we break, is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup, which we take, is a sharing in the giftedness of Christ through his death. These are the gifts of God for you, the pilgrim people of God. So with joy and thanks, we come to share our final prayer. Living God, we give thanks that through this bread and wine, our pilgrimage has been nourished, our faith strengthened, and our love increased. We are grateful for this moment, this meal, and these people, and we give ourselves to travel in the way of Jesus. May we leave this meal as people glad to be on a journey with you, because we have shared the living bread and cannot remain the same. Amen. Jesus shall reign. Our final hymn, matching the mood of, I hope, our other hymns, as we celebrate all that Christ can be in and around us.
Of the ground spread from shore.
God is with us. Let us go and live with confidence, echoing the great Amen. Let us go with courage, holding on to what is good, returning no person evil for evil, strengthening the faint-hearted, supporting the weak, helping the suffering, and honouring all people. Go then, carrying the peace of Christ, the love of God, and the encouragement of the Holy Spirit in trial and rejoicing throughout your pilgrimages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Good night.